Red. This is SRN News.
See, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley?
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschetz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a series of comfortable days. Now we are starting to ease into more humidity each day. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the upper 80s, maybe getting close to 90. And both today and tomorrow, expect scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. Feast or famine, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67. High temperature Thursday on the first day of June, 87. The air conditioner will get a workout with near 90 on Friday, lower 90s on Saturday, and more spotty hit-or-miss storms each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Montgomery firefighters responded to a possible structure fire yesterday. The fire took place in the 3100 block of Malone Drive, that's off Zelda Road. Units were met with smoke and visible flames from the rear of the home. The person living inside the house made it out unharmed. Fire officials say no one else was inside. They are also investigating a Memorial Day house fire that happened in the 800 block of Faith Lane. That's near Ryan Road and Chantilly Parkway. Once firefighters arrived, they found a single-story home with smoke and flames showing. Fire officials say one person was at home but made it out safely. Community pools and beaches are struggling to find lifeguards to join their ranks for the summer. The pandemic has a lot to do with the shortage. When pools and beaches were shut down, lifeguards had to get other jobs, and lifeguarding never recovered. And those are your local news headlines. For more news, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Ready to boost your home's curb appeal with beautiful, low-maintenance siding? Remember this number, 265-1216 for JB Windows and Siding. Tired of those high electric bills? Want to improve your home's energy efficiency with new windows? Call JB Windows and Siding, 265-1216. Adding a carport, awning? JB Windows and Siding can do that too. Call 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Hope you're having a great morning. Today is a Wednesday here in the heart of God's country, the 31st day of May in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm here. Sky's here. Abs is here. Big Dave's here. I hope we're all doing well. I guess Jeeves is here. I haven't seen him this morning. All of our technical crew is scouring the headquarters. We have been invaded, not by illegal aliens from south of the border, but by raccoons.
All right. Friendly raccoons, I hope.
Friendly raccoons. And it's a Disney movie. I mean, but unfortunately, we have separated the parents. Notice what I just said. We are worse than Donald Trump and the federal government. We have separated parents, and we have left either a single mom or a single dad with the children.
Wrapped in tinfoil, no doubt.
In the girl's bathroom, apparently.
Above it.
Yeah, casually, you say.
Jessica from the morning show on one of the other stations has photos of their little arms and legs hanging down through the drop ceiling.
Nice.
I will be dehydrating today and not visiting the restroom.
They probably won't drop in, won't paratroop in.
How do you know?
Well, they're smarter than
and
that.
And this is soundproof. Could you hear me if I screamed?
Oh, no, no. I'm pretty sure if the raccoons got after you, Abs, we would hear the blood-curdling scream.
I don't know. I kind of panic when I get in front of
freeze up, get in the ball.
I do. I'm writing about that this week, about the times that Chris has had to save me from snakes, because I completely panic. I'll panic if I see these little raccoon creatures. And they're babies.
Are friendly.
So they had babies in the ceiling?
We're going to interview. I hope they run by like...
Hey, at one of the breaks when we got long, we need to go back to the bathroom and see if we can't see them.
That'd be cool. Let's do that.
Okay. Video, please.
See if they make noises.
That'd be
fun. We need to get Jessica in here. She had a very good representation of the noises they make. So if she gets a break when we don't have a break, we will break in. If she's on a break and we don't have a break, we will break in, and you can hear the noises that the raccoons make.
First-hand response reporting.
Yes. She'll have to do the whole, we'll have to have some music, news update, headline news, and she can do the... What was it? No, that's a...
I can't remember.
I can't do it.
She did a great little... It was perfect.
It was a good sound. I don't know if it sounds like a raccoon, but it was a very, very...
To her, it did.
Good sound.
Well, I mean, and maybe that needs to be our breaking news music from now on, once it gets created.
And I promise if she comes on and does it, she'll do the goat laugh.
Oh, yeah.
From the old days. Oh, Sky, you missed it. You need to hear Jessica's goat laugh.
I'm missing everything up there.
It is legitimate. Like, you hear people snort when they get really, really cracked up.
Right.
But she goes into...
Billy Guy.
I have it recorded, but I'm not going to play it. So if she comes on, y'all can hear it live.
Good.
And the reaction.
She might be able to control herself now. She's older and more seasoned.
She can't.
She's still doing it over there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll have to do that for y'all. And then the big news last night, I missed it completely. I stayed in the house. I was working on something. Sky, we were out looking at the sky.
We happened to
Red Top over there with you.
No. This is not some kind of mass-induced flashback from the 70s or anything. My wife's real big into, sky watching. We have the telescopes, and she's got all the links. Yeah. So we get notifications for the space station flyover. And we get notifications for the sky link.
I didn't realize you were such a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Or is your wife the nerd?
Don't
shake your head and say, no, that's not nerdy. I know no one else who says, I'm a sky watcher, and we get notifications of the flyover of the space station. No one else.
We wave at the astronauts, and they do the whole
wave
bit.
It's
a whole thing.
I can see their eyes.
Hi, Sky's wife.
Yeah, we have a kind of a phrase around there, look up. Never know what you might see. We've seen some things. So last night, we finished watching Midsummer Murders. She loves that, too. British theater.
British murder mysteries.
I like your
We're outside.
I have a question. Wait, before you tell the rest of the story, there's things I have to know before.
Okay, qualifications.
Right. So how many nights do y'all just stare up at the sky and nothing happens? It sounds very similar to deer hunting.
It's okay. I mean, if nothing happens, we've spent the time together outside.
Spent the time together.
So, that's important.
So,
I think there's more
together?
To these sky watching deals at Sky Lights than just looking at the sky.
Well, there's possums and raccoons as
Your
well.
People do?
Yeah, they like to watch. They'll get up and go look at things. Yeah.
If they know it's coming.
If they know it's
supposed
coming.
To be in eclipse.
But are y'all in a chaise doing this? Are you sitting in a chair? Like, are you hurting your neck? Like, how does that work?
Well, we're just sitting out on the back porch and, kind of an angle where I'm looking in one direction and she's sitting next to me looking straight
looking
ahead.
Looking in the other. Okay. So y'all can stare into each other's eyes.
But there's possums and there's raccoons and there's wildlife. So there we were last night, mind our own business, and suddenly, in the sky... We weren't expecting this, okay?
Okay.
And what we thought we saw. I mean, I jumped up and ran because it was going to go behind the house, straight ahead. The only thing we could relate it to, we thought it was a twin-engine jet on fire.
Oh, my.
And we expected a crash. She actually texted her son, who lives about 8 miles away, south. If he heard a plane crash. So... It turns out she messaged local weatherman, and he replied it was the SpaceX Dragon capsule on its way to splash down in Panama City Beach.
Really?
Yeah, with four astronauts on board.
Wow.
None of this, and I asked Rich Thomas just a few minutes ago if he was aware of it, and apparently it was not public knowledge.
Well, you know what that means.
What? I'm still putting it together.
It means that they were like, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap. We're coming down. We're supposed to head for the Atlantic, but we're going to the Gulf. We're going to the Gulf.
Well, man, they were moving.
I can see Sky and his wife.
We waved.
That's ground. That's not water.
They were coming in hot.
Big time.
Like, we're supposed to be over the water already, and we're over Alabama.
But we had no reference point. We know what to expect. Gosh. We know what to look for.
Right.
We get notifications, and I said, baby, that's, what do you think? I think it's a twin-engine jet on fire.
On fire.
And that
means it was an amazing display.
Oh, it was huge.
For it to appear that close.
Exactly. The perspective on it was, that's how big it was, okay?
Good
so
night.
We were catching it right at the end on a perfect night. It was.
I miss that.
No
check
idea.
It out. 1819's got an article on it.
Big Dave just showed us a video.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
It's like the comets out of the movies. You know, in the movies where they show them, and you're like, there's no way you can miss it. But in real life, it's like...
Not this
size
time.
Size of an eyelash.
This one was... Like I said, plane crashing.
This was the real deal.
Yep.
Here in Birmingham, it would have been that airplane that crashed on the railroad tracks this morning.
What?
And the airplane crashed on the railroad tracks as well?
Yeah, a little Cessna crashed in between two sets of railroad tracks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't seen that one yet. That probably wasn't very spectacular, other than when it hit the ground. Or if it went by your house.
It didn't blow up. I mean, and they said...
Oh, so they really just crash landed, but they didn't blow up.
It was a Cessna?
Yeah, a little Cessna. It was on Fox 6 this morning.
Wow.
I'm putting that in.
Look up. You never know what you might see.
Look up.
Look up.
I tell you what my next question is.
What?
Sure. What is a chaise? Is that a chaise lounge?
Yes. It's what you sit like at the lake or if you're like laying
just
out.
Making sure. I mean, in Alabama, I call it a chaise lounge. You call it a chaise.
The chaise. I'm sorry for using a fancy word.
Making it all fancy. Just because you're Italian. Doesn't mean you can come up in here using all those kind of words.
Used to be, sir.
I wasn't sure either.
I used to be Italian, which qualified me to speak French. And now...
Look, it is as nothing as that was, but I'm just wondering, like, if they watch the sky so often, mm-hmm. It's like his mother knew... Sky that you would turn into a sky. It was destiny.
She named you Sky.
And so I wonder, are you comfy when you're looking up or are you, and you explained the way you sit and watch, and I appreciate that. I'm a lady. I need the details. Okay?
I appreciate that. That is part of the name. It is.
Absolutely. Really? You were always a sky watcher person?
Yeah. I've always been an alien here on Earth. I've always felt out of place, and so I'm always looking for
hoping to phone home.
Yeah, well,
I can see that.
Something goes by, maybe I can catch a ride.
Catch a ride on the Hale-Bopp comet.
Somebody's got to come get me.
Hey, do y'all remember all those years ago when the space station passed by? I mean, we would have been in our 20s. Do you remember that? That was
I remember it was big in the news, but I don't remember seeing it.
We could see it out the windows. I was with my dad at the time.
Stone. It was wild.
Those were the days, right?
Holy cow. Y'all could tell us some stories, couldn't you?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of things, Dave, haven't we?
I mean, who knows what's going to happen here today? I mean, I'm kind of hoping since you got to see this, you know, what y'all got to see in the sky last night, that at least we can see some raccoons. Okay. So, Scott, we really are going back there, just by the way.
We're going back there.
A word of advice. Raccoons can mess you up, and a mother with, I believe it's, kits like that.
We're going in with firearms. What do you think?
just be aware that they're going to be protected with those young.
Silverware. Well, like I said, I'm not using that restroom today. I'm not.
They can be very friendly.
I refuse to go back in there.
We have a couple that come up and take food and hang out with us, but they're still wild animals and very, very highly equipped to mess you up. Okay.
Oh, so yeah.
Until you get the feel of it, be very careful.
They're not
I'm going to send you a few pictures like
Pocahontas.
Please do. So they're bandits. I mean, they're...
Yeah, they're tough.
Okay. Well, I want nothing to do with them.
They're fairly intelligent.
It's been a while since I've had a shot, you know, a tetanus shot. Babies, whatever. I'm not interested.
Where they stab you right in the stomach. Do they still do that? Where's Clark when we need him? If you get rabies, do they still give you stomach shots in the stomach?
What are you saying?
I think you get shots in the stomach if you get rabies.
Are you sure?
I remember that from way long ago.
I wonder if that technology hasn't improved. We are old.
I don't know. I think it maybe... Look, they were too busy building mRNA vaccines worry about changing the old stuff.
Why? I mean, why would you bother? You're right.
Very good.
Scott...
Look, we went from 12 vaccines to 80,000 now.
And we wonder what the problem is, right?
Yeah.
What's the problem? All right, look, guys, I know that we're, you know, going to have a break in a few minutes, but I guess y'all saw the story that of the latest company that's gone woke, gone DEI. And all I have to say is A2 Brute. Really, Chick-fil-A?
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No, please.
Yes.
Not that.
Yes. That was in my feed that Chick-fil-A has gone the way of all the other
places. That, look, we just hired a diversity, equity, inclusion officer. That's all we did. It's okay. I mean, are you against equity and inclusion and diversity?
Because that's, you know, that's their best. When are we going to come up with a great line for that? Because that's what they always say, right? But, of course, PJ Media has an amazing story, and I did not even realize that that was the beginning of their article. But Chicken Giant caves to the commies and hires a DEI apparatus.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. So my children will be verklempt, as will millions of Americans that they've gone this way.
What is so funny about Chick-fil-A is, remember when Chick-fil-A's popularity really began, or not, I guess really skyrocketed or was cemented in certain places? They were giving, so the old man, what was his name, Truett Cathy?
Mm-hmm.
Was the founder, the whole nine yards. And they solidly supported, they were very pro-family, pro-Christian organization, those kinds of things, gave to Christian, pro-community kind of things. The left started going, you can't do that. That pro-family group is against gay marriage.
Right.
And he pretty much held solidly, yeah, like so many of the founders do. Sam Walton of Walmart. And then we'll have the rest on the other side. You want to stick with us? This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Introducing the all-new Toyota Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at ToyotaMontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at ToyotaMontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media post that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. We were talking about Chick-fil-A. It seems as if they have gone out and hired a diversity, equity, inclusion vice president? Vice president of the...
An executive.
An executive.
Yes. Yes.
No, I don't know if he's filling a spot that they already have filled. Maybe there was another one before. But y'all have to remember that Chick-fil-A kind of had this... I don't know. Everybody loved Chick-fil-A. And then they were protested against by the woke crowd. Remember, Chick-fil-A was giving to pro-family groups, and I think one of them might have been the Family Research Council or the American Family Association, mm-hmm. who opposed homosexual marriage.
Right.
Remember back when homosexual marriage was love is just love, and if you'll just let two dudes marry each other, it'll all go away, and we're all good, we'll all be equal, and it'll stop.
Correct.
Remember when they told us that?
Yes.
And they were lying to us mm-hmm. when they said that. I just want to point that out. And so that was the thing. Y'all are giving money to these Christian groups who don't believe in homosexual marriage and are willing to say homosexual marriage is wrong, according to God, and therefore you are terrible and we hate you and we're going to protest you and we're going to boycott you. Well, that caused... regular red-blooded Americans to go, well, then we're going to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
That's our thing. That's what they start calling it. God's chicken.
Yes.
And so that was kind of, that was the first time that there were lines out in the streets. You couldn't even get in the parking lot on those days that they were supposedly boycotting and Americans went. And so it became the kind of the poster child for conservative fast food, and you had these leftists in these cities who were like, well, we're not going to allow a Chick-fil-A to be in our airport because they don't believe in homosexual marriage. And then you had these colleges saying, we're not going to let Chick-fil-A be on our campus because it's a ooey, icky, yucky, gross, right-wing Christian organization. So then Chick-fil-A does what so many corporations do. Now, keep in mind, Truett Cathy passed away, the founder, the father of the family.
Right.
And it became more corporatized.
Correct.
He's not running it. It's not necessarily the family. I'm sure they're still making a fortune off of it. I get that. But it's not a family organization. It is a corporate entity.
Right.
And you get these kinds of stories from 2019, CNN.com. Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. That was back in 2019, November of 2019. Now, a lot of people, a lot of regular folks, didn't get those
mm-hmm.
memos. CNBC, Chick-fil-A drops donations to Christian charities. I know people are probably shocked to hear that in 2023. No longer donating to Christian charities after LGBTQ protest. Chick-fil-A said on Monday, this is back in 2019, this is by Amelia Lacos over at CNBC, that it has stopped funding two Christian charities with histories of opposing same-sex marriage. Now, watch the transition here. The fast food chain has faced criticism in the past for its charitable donations and CEO Dan Cathy's public comments. Public comments opposing gay marriage. A spokesman for Chick-fil-A tells the Thomson Reuters Foundation the company would focus on giving its giving on education, homelessness, and hunger. Doesn't that sound good?
It's
all
so sweet.
It's like step one. It's woke step one. Homelessness and hunger. We're not going to give to these Christian organizations, but we're going to do the things the Christian organizations do. We're just going to drop the whole Christian values part, and we're going to look out for the orphans and the widows and the homeless and the hungry on our way to wokeness.
You ready for what he said?
Okay, so we're up to speed. This is 19, 20, 21, 22, 4 years ago.
Okay.
That's where they were. Mm-hmm. Most Americans missed it. They still thought, hey, look, we're supporting the pro-family organization.
I missed it. I totally
missed
it.
You didn't even know that.
So I'm so glad you talked. I don't go there very often.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're, on the road, this is where you go.
That's right.
Obviously, the car knows to go to Chick-fil-A.
Because you don't know what's good, what's bad.
They had quietly dropped what mattered to so many of us in favor of the baby steps toward fascism. Here's what I found this morning.
Okay.
That Dan Cathy.
So son is still there. Truett Cathy, founder, dies, pass away. Then Dan comes in and says some pretty solid pro-family things, but then the heat comes.
Now remember, this is the same group that parents who are allowing their kids to do a gap year are going to go to their wind-shaped camps, and they're going to go to the foundation and do a year of growth, which sounds amazing for the kids who've done the gap year after high school, before college, or before their work. Mm-hmm. Amazing Leadership Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
At least historically.
Historically. Okay? Chick-fil-A CEO, this is from Stu Peter's Twitter feed, Dan Cathy says all whites should get on their knees and shine black people's shoes with a sense of shame, a sense of embarrassment. This is what Dan Cathy says now.
That's what Dan Cathy has become.
This is what he has become. This right here. This is what he's become.
Can we play him?
Possibly.
Should I try to?
And here's the thing. I'll try to play it. But I heard a term, and I want to see if you gentlemen agree with this term. I was listening to the Daily Wire on the way in, as is my custom. And one of the economists there said, "This is the newest thing. It is corporate terrorism to allow a small group of people to direct what you do with your corporation, to abandon your base." Mm-hmm. For a small group, and you do exactly what they say, even if you don't want to. And I thought, what an interesting term, corporate terrorism.
For things that have nothing to do with running the operation. And I've heard this excuse, and maybe we should have the excuse on the other side, but the excuse has been, well, there's a lot of these big investment type of groups, BlackRock and all these. And if these companies don't do some of this social justice stuff, then they won't get their, they'll sell their stock and the stock will plummet and all this kind of stuff. And people are kind of inventing that as an excuse. And I've got a little take on that. There's a couple of thoughts, and I want to hear what y'all have to think about it. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228, 1-800-289-9228. Apparently, we're going to have to start a chicken business. We'll be back.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casino Verse app.
Fox tonight, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Taste of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Tonight on Fox 20.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567. 74223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We've had a series of comfortable days. Now we are starting to ease into more humidity each day. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the upper 80s, maybe getting close to 90. And both today and tomorrow, expect scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. Feast or famine, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67. High temperature Thursday on the first day of June, 87. The air conditioner will get a workout with near 90 on Friday, lower 90s on Saturday, and more spotty hit-or-miss storms each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've given in. I'm all for diversity, equity, inclusion. I can't stop it. It's everywhere. I mean, this show, look, you can't get any more diverse, equitable, inclusive than we are.
Got it covered.
I mean, we have...
We got it covered.
We have 70s music rocker Skylooker.
Yes.
Luke Skylooker himself.
That's me.
Over here. We got Big Dave, Redneck.
At large.
At large, in every sense of the word. We've got me, just pasty old white guy with some, I think, more Indian than Elizabeth Warren has. I've got Italian.
For sure.
Italian half.
And then our ace. Our ace.
What's our ace in the hole?
You got her. Please.
Oh, she's our ace.
Yeah, she's our ace.
She marks many, many boxes. Yeah. And then now she is putting her banana nut bread on a wooden stand that I got them from IKEA. So it has an Asian flair because she's using it as a plate. We are very, very diverse. Look, can we get a little investment from one of those big companies? They can buy stock in Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Because we are very, very diverse, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean,
and it's really, that's why we're stronger. Diversity is our strength.
Obviously. I mean,
and we have men and women.
We
don't have anybody else, but we're trying to lobby Allison into convincing us she's a man. And we have done it all, baby.
Without being extorted, I might add, by having a diversity inclusive executive extorter on the panel.
Look at that. We did it on our own.
That's right.
Because it's just natural.
Boy, y'all. Yeah.
Maybe while Allison's gone, we can claim that she's been claiming she was a man. Because she can't. She's not here to defend herself.
We could. I'm sure that her friends are texting her now.
She's a man dressing up as a woman.
Well, we could.
Stay out of that one.
Or we could just say that we women in the church are wearing pants now, which is the equivalent of being man.
That's
so
going too far.
So I took care of it. I'm here for you to check that box.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Box checker lady.
Yes, that's what I am. I'm here to bring you the color, which will get darker throughout the summer, as will the humor. So, Scott, what exactly is your take on this situation? Because it is in the show between the show. We were saying it's nauseating. I think it's offensive. I think if you are truly interested in caring for everyone, your life just displays it. You don't need a sign with a banner in a parade behind it saying, look at me.
There's a couple of things. So one, before the break, I was saying that a lot of conservatives are really trying hard to squeeze out an excuse for some of these companies. And they're like, look, some of these, they have no choice. They have to do this. You've got these big investment firms that are all about equity, et cetera, et cetera. And they're looking at, what is it, what is the governance score?
The social governance score, ESG.
ESG. They're looking at ESG. And so they've got to do these things. They've got to have these banners that say, look at us, look at us. We have a diversity, equity, inclusion officer. We're having a gay parade. Look, we have transgender models. Look, we have fat models. And we're selling, athletic wear.
Sure.
All this kind of stuff. Look at us, look at us. We are so, we're so open-minded. And some conservatives are kind of giving that as an excuse. Mm. And here's the problem with it. I was talking earlier about Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, who would die again if he knew how much his precious Walmart depends on Chinese goods. Hmm. He was the original made in America guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he passes away, the family's loaded, the sons, daughters, whoever, they don't have the same vision. It turns into Corporateville. And we've talked about on the show that many of these corporate leaders have to make their money as quickly as possible. They don't care about the company 10 years from now. They don't care about the company 20 years from now. They don't care about the company 30 years from now. They need it now. So that's the one who comes in. He's like, I have a Harvard education, and we shall cut the cost here and cut the cost here. We'll make this made in China. We'll move this to China, and we'll make $20 billion extra dollars this year, and my bonus will be $1 billion. And I don't really give a rip what happens to y'all later on. I don't give a rip what happens to the country.
So you get that kind of mindset. I think the same kind of thing happens when you lose the founder and you lose some of the values. Chick-fil-A went from, hey, we're solidly, this is who we are, this is why we have been blessed, this is what we believe. You know, take it or leave it. And I think Truett Cathy was happy with where he was. But then the kids come along, and then the corporate world comes along, and they're like, I don't know, we can be huge. We'll be all things to everybody. And then somebody makes this calculated decision, which, like you said, you didn't know about their comments from 2019. You didn't know they had pulled back from giving to these Christian organizations. And they say, you know what? The Rams don't keep up. The Rams don't, they don't know. They got all ginned up about that LGBT thing, and they all came to our drive-thrus. They don't keep up. Look, we'll put some grease on the squeaky wheel. We'll keep the Rainbow Warriors at bay. And all of our base will just keep coming to us. And it'll be great.
Yep.
So they really, and the sad part is they just take their values and flush them. Not for $1, but for millions and millions and millions of dollars. We're not talking about the old ethics question of, like, you know, if your kids are starving, did you steal a piece of bread for them? Which I still think is wrong. We're talking about people who sell their values for the next $1 million with millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank. It's very hard for me to respect that. I can respect the person who's starving, the Ethiopian mom who steals a piece of bread for her child. I got it. But the person who is extremely wealthy, who's benefited from the blessings from their father and from God, who says, no, we want millions more. And let's just grease the squeaky wheel. And it's so disappointing. But Chick-fil-A has spent, since that LGBT kerfuffle years ago, they have spent all these years trying to tell the left, no, we're with you. We're with you. We're with you. We're lefty. We're okay. We're good. We're good. Look, we've got to... And they just can't stop themselves. And I do think that Kathy's son has a little bit of that guilty rich complex. Because it was dad who made all the sacrifices. It was dad who did all the real foundational work. And then here, you're a multi-millionaire, if not billionaire. Plop, here it is. You're now the leader. And that's why he comes up with these comments about white folks need to go out and...
And he conveniently wants to polish shoes in public while it's being videoed.
That's a very good point.
So is that being a Pharisee? Because the Bible says if you're going to do a good deed, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Or do they not consider the good book anymore? I don't know.
Well, that's
just
a really
asking
good question.
Questions.
I want to know how many people he shined their shoes in an alley with no one there to see it.
It is so unbelievably offensive to me that this is what you think we need to happen. Are you telling us now, because you're shining shoes, that you have hated black people and now you got to go say I'm sorry? Really?
I mean, I didn't even think about that.
Do you realize that? Like, you're displaying your heart and you feel guilty? And what about this? What about you gaining the world and you've lost your soul?
Can we play that clip on the other side? We'll have that. We got Stan up, Red Top up, Sam's up. If you want to join the program, call in. We want to hear from you. We'll be back.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call J.B. Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. J.B. Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement products. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call J.B. Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
J.B. Windows and Siding. This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I'm going to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
I could never recommend somebody call a number for a job unless I was 100% certain that the people they were calling were of high caliber. And I'm talking about turf stalkers. They are looking for help. They specialize in outdoor maintenance. They, of course, do lawns and edging and trimming. And they also do pressure washing. And they're really great at what they do, but they need help. So if you're looking to make a few good bucks and work with a terrific group of people like Brian McMahon and Kenny and the group, call 558-1611. 558-1611. Or if you know somebody who's just out of school and looking for a good summer gig, again, Turf Stalkers hiring, 558-1611. And learn more about the company on Facebook.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Into the program, everybody. We want to get to some of your phone calls quickly. Stan, stick with us. I know we'll have a longer discussion, but Red Top is usually pretty quick. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you are well.
I am well. I saw right afterward these astronauts coming in from SpaceX to off of Panama City, guys. That's incredible.
Yeah, man, that was...
Look, everybody wants to go to Panama City. The Redneck Riviera is a stop even for the SpaceX boys riding the Dragon.
Well, it's mostly because of Eglin Air Force Base that I had somebody to pick them up, let's be real.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, I know. They were not there to visit the Redneck. I'm more concerned with people looking up instead of concentrating on their genitals. And let me say one thing. When I go away, and I've already served my time in purgatory because I've lived in Butler County for 3 years. So I'm family. I ain't got to worry about it. I'm going straight to damn heaven, guys.
It's been there.
God is gonna ask me, what have you done? And I will say, your Lord, I'm a Catholic warrior. I've been fighting all my life. I worked my butt off. I cut my neighbor's yard with cancer for 2 years and nobody thanked me and all that kind of. He'll say, Mr. Paul, or whatever you are, Paul, what did you do with your life? And then I want these people who are not satisfied with all the gifts that God has given them to give me a good damn explanation why they dress up like a bunch of clowns and mess with the rest of us, because I'm grateful for the gifts God has given me. How about you guys?
Amen. No, that's a good point, Red Top. We all need to be a little more grateful.
Amen.
And no more artificial sweeteners. If you didn't hear the warning on it yesterday, you better get off your butt and stop using them. It causes inflammation, which everybody who drinks Diet Coke looks like a damn balloon.
No problem. Never started on that mess, man. Yeah. Bad mojo. No good.
That's a good point. That's on the list, actually.
Roll Tide, go Trump. You guys have a great morning.
Rock on.
Thanks, Reddit.
Thank you, Red.
Appreciate
Top.
You, brother.
Okay, here's a quick question. I know this is a pause in what we're talking about, but if you don't use artificial sweetener, are we supposed to use something like stevia? Is that in the same group? Or what? Could somebody please tell us what that means? Do you just go ahead and drink sugar anyway, or no sugar at all? I really want to know. I'm very interested. So if somebody could, like, DM me and tell me what I'm supposed to use.
But how am I supposed to make my strawberry cake with no sugar at all?
I don't know. I think that's un-American.
I think they're
going to
figure out that sugar is better than all the artificial sweeteners.
You think?
Just less sugar.
Yeah.
But you still shouldn't be eating a tremendous amount of sugar.
Use the raw, unrefined sugar. Don't use the white cookies
that she's supposed to be bringing in for the last 6 months.
I'm finishing. My column is already done. I just have to polish it. I'm going to bring y'all cookies.
Okay.
It's going to either be Thursday or Friday, but they're coming in. I even bought y'all chocolate chips when I was at the store yesterday.
Okay. Man, I miss everything.
Promises.
Sky, when I come down there, I will bring you chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
It's happening.
Okay. Y'all can just tell me about them in the meantime.
Let's go to Randy. We got 2 minutes. Randy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, y'all missed the best part about the whole Dan Cathy saga.
Tell me about
it. He's on stage somewhere, and it's obviously set up because a kid brings the shoe shine brush out of the audience and gives it to him.
We're gonna play that clip, Randy, but I didn't know somebody. Yeah, he didn't just randomly come up with it.
Well, but here's the best part. He goes to shine this black guy's nice, shiny tennis shoes.
Uh-oh.
And the black guy says, how about some of that stock instead?
Really?
Yes, that's what my sister from another mister said. My brother from another mother. Yes.
Yes, sir. That is, the look on his face is priceless.
Oh, that's good. Because I don't know if that part's on the clip, but...
We're about to play it.
That's some of that deep dive stuff you got to find, man.
That's why we have you, Randy. That is awesome stuff.
Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and I'm going back to the moon, okay?
You got it, bro.
Safe travels, Randy. Good stuff.
All right, Randy, appreciate it. Stan, stick with us. We'll have you at the top of the hour on the other side. We'll have the Cathy boy from Chick-fil-A.
Truett Jr., whatever's Dan.
Little Dan will be up next. We'll be back.